Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our free English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 19.4. But first, we need to review what we learned last time. Now let's listen to the tape.
Nigel is our new next door neighbor. He's a pilot. He was in the RAF. He will fly to New York next month. The month after next, he'll fly to Tokyo. At the moment, he's in Madrid. He flew to Spain a week ago. He'll return to London the week after next. He's only 41 years old, and he has already been to nearly every country in the world. Nigel is a very lucky man. But his wife isn't very lucky. She usually stays at home.
According to the introductions of our new neighbor, now please ask and answer the questions. First one, what is Nigel's job? He is a pilot. Question two, where did he work before? He was in the RAF. Question 3. Where will he fly to next month? He will fly to New York next month. Next one. When will he fly to Tokyo? He will fly to Tokyo the month after next. Number 5. Where is he now? At the moment, he is in Madrid. Question 6. When did he fly to Spain? He flew to Spain a week ago. Next one. What does his wife usually do? His wife usually stays at home. The last one. Is his wife lucky or unlucky? His wife isn't very lucky. His wife is unlucky. Okay, now just according to the pictures and try to retell the story. Now, let's come to lesson 19.4. First, we can enjoy some pictures and learn the words of the country and the city. Now let's read it together. Athens, Greece. Yadian, Hila. Berlin, Germany. Berlin, 德国. Bombay, India. 孟买. 印度, Geneva, Switzerland, 日内瓦, 瑞士, Moscow, Russia, 莫斯科, 俄罗斯, Rome, Italy, 罗马, 意大利, Seoul, Korea, 汉城, 韩国, Stockholm, Sweden, 斯德哥尔摩, 瑞典, Sydney, Australia, 悉尼, 澳大利亚。 好, 下面我们来将这三者的关系联系在一起进行学习。 城市, 国家, 以及这个城市, 国家的人。 For example, 北京, China, Chinese, Tokyo, Japan, Japanese, London, England, English, Stockholm, Sweden, Swedish, Madrid, Spain, Spanish, New York, American, Rome, Italy, Italian, Berlin, Germany, German, Seoul, Korean, Korean, Moscow, Russia, Russian, Sydney, Australia, Australian, Bombay, Indian, Indian, Paris, France, French, Athens, Greece, Greek, Geneva, Switzerland, Swiss. 93课让我们知道了能够周游世界的 Nigel 是多么幸运的一件事情。那现在让我们走进这张地图，我们可以在书本上游览整个世界。好，首先我们会进行第一组练习，用一般过去式来看图造句子。比如说第一幅图， Where did you go last month? I went to Beijing last month. 请大家根据自己的情况来将本文的15幅图进行对话练习。第二组练习，我们将使用一般将来时。For example, Where will you go next month? I will go to New York next month. 请大家根据自己的情况进行两两练习，从第一幅图到第十五幅图。第三种方式，以问答方式提问。Will Nigel go to Paris next month? No, he won't go to Paris next month. He will go to New York. 好，请大家根据自己的方式，也是选择六幅图进行练习。现在让我们来听磁带，还有哪些练习的句型呢？
Lesson 94, Repetition Drill.Look at lesson 94. Look and listen. Do not speak. Look at number 2. Will you go to Athens next week?
No, I shan't go to Athens next week. I shall go to Beijing.
Look at number 1. Will you and Jane fly to Berlin this week?
No, we shan't fly to Berlin this week. We shall fly to Athens.
Look at number 3.Will Sam leave for Bombay next month?
No, he won't leave for Bombay next month. He will leave for Berlin.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? Look at number 2. Will you go to Athens next week?
No, I shan't go to Athens next week. I shall go to Beijing.
Look at number 1.Will you and Jane fly to Berlin this week?
No, we shan't fly to Berlin this week. We shall fly to Athens.
Look at number 3. Will Sam leave for Bombay next month?
No, he won't leave for Bombay next month. He will leave for Berlin.
Look at number 4.Will Penny return to Geneva next year?
No, she won't return to Geneva next year. She will return to Bombay.
Look at number 5. Will you fly to London tomorrow?
No, I shan't fly to London tomorrow. I shall fly to Geneva.
Look at number 6. Will you and Tom go to Madrid next year?
No, we shan't go to Madrid next year. We shall go to London.
Look at number 7. Will Tom arrive from Moscow the week after next?
No, he won't arrive from Moscow the week after next. He will arrive from Madrid.
Look at number 8. Will Alice and Mary stay in New York next month?
No, they won't stay in New York next month. They will stay in Moscow.
Look at number 9. Will you fly to Paris tomorrow?
No, I shan't fly to Paris tomorrow. I shall fly to New York.
Look at number 10. Will Tom and George go to Rome next year?
No, they won't go to Rome next year. They will go to Paris.
Lesson 94. 到万民那里去传福音。马太福音上说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。在第89课，我们谈过这个世界不是我们永远的家，但是上帝仍然让我们暂住在这个世界，并吩咐基督徒去传福音，让万民做基督徒。正如我们从其他人那里得到福音，通过信心得到主圣灵赐给我们每日的平安喜乐一样的力量，所以我们也积极地把这丰盛的生命礼物传给他人。当主说去使万民做我的门徒，他不是吩咐我们去天下万国旅行，而是告诉我们说随到随传，无论我们在哪里就在哪里传福音。有人会觉得传福音是一种沉重的负担，这可能是因为他没有亲自身体上会得到上帝怜爱的甘甜，求主圣灵帮助他感受上帝的慈爱，也可能是因为他不知道如何传福音。我之前也有这样的困扰，也买了一些书，希望可以克服自己传福音的恐惧。后来发现不需要刻意传福音，刻意就不自然了。很多人其实并不想谈耶稣，甚至故意躲避开我这个牧师。所以如果我刻意的去找人传福音，反而把他们赶得更远。所以许多基督徒因此就有了传福音的恐惧，其实是怕他人因为拒绝耶稣而拒绝了我们。其实上帝自己会在人心里做工，借着我们在世上的苦难带领人们寻找上帝。而我们基督徒只要在日常生活里活出爱，让人感到接纳和爱。感谢上帝，上帝自己出于他对罪人的怜悯和爱，迫使他自己在这万国做工，借着忠心爱上帝又有怜悯之心的基督徒传扬福音，更新罪人，接纳上帝的接纳。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。